Hello, so it's actually Thursday the 5th of May. I usually do these on a Tuesday, I try to, but I seem to have got a bit out of sync this week. I'll be posting some photos up to the website, probably do that later today. Because I haven't done those yet this week either, goodness me. I hope you're all well, keeping well, those few of you who listen to this thing. So, what have we got to report? Finally finished the first draft of the book. Well, I am outside again, by the way, in case you're wondering if I'm puffing and panting. Well, some of it is Lottie, actually. Getting a little bit older. We took her to the vet the other day just to check her out, because she's been limping a bit, wanted to make sure there wasn't anything drastic, but kind of, as we thought, bit of old age, a little bit of arthritis in her paws, so she's got some sort of an anti-inflammatory stuff to try, which we're going to try later. But he was pleased that she's keeping fit and healthy. It's all these walks we do, and she's nice and light, which is good. So, anyway. That's Lottie's news, not my news. I was finally finished the first draft of the next Devonshire mystery. So, big sigh of relief. I think it came together okay. I sort of had a little gap of a few days before I crack on with a rewrite, just to sort of give myself a little break from it, get a little bit of distance. I mean, some people talk about when you finish something, put it in a drawer for 3 months, whatever. I'm not going to do that. Just a little break is nice. I've got lots of other jobs to be getting on with. So, for instance, the paperback of A Study in Stone should start to be available in the store soon. It's you know, wherever you are, hopefully, from any kind of book retail, it should be orderable. But at the moment, it's kind of stuck in some sort of mysterious processing stage, it's marked at by the distributor I'm using, so I guess they've got to check it's all okay and work all the nuts and bolts out of it. I don't know, it's new to me this, so we'll see how it goes. And then I'll also be doing the same thing with the other Devonshire mysteries. Not sure how it's going to go. I've asked an illustrator about doing a character for Rolgeeb, who is the alien. He's a Globon in the Brent Bolster books. Start off with Dalgia for Gravity. Because I've always kind of wanted to, and I spotted somebody on Instagram and said, "Do you do commissions?" And they said yes. So they haven't sort of responded yet to tell me if they're totally up for it. They said it sounded fun, but you know, you've got to tell people roughly what you want and then see what they think. I am going to be talking to my cover designer about the new Devonshire mystery, and I said to him we must, you know, have a talk about some of my older books. Particularly want to get the Darkening Stone books nice covers. I've had a professional cover once, a long time ago, when it was published briefly by a company called Booktrope, who kind of called themselves like a hybrid publisher. It was a sort of strange partnership thing, which I thought was going to be great, and it turned out not to be so great, and it collapsed. And they said to everybody, "We're going out of business, goodbye. Here's your books back." Come on, Lottie. Good girl, come on. She's just standing sniffing the air, which is fine. Good girl. Letting her go a bit slower now. Not so much charging about for her. Just enough to keep her, you know, fit and healthy and enjoying life. Which I think she does. So if you bought it when it had or read it when it had a cover of a sort of a stony background with a lightning type sparkly zap across it. That was that edition. Since been slightly changed. The inside of the book had to change the ending slightly. It was because I had an itch about it, wanted to change something. Not much. But I did. And other covers have been kind of homemade by me, and I keep experimenting. I quite enjoy it. I quite like mucking about with graphics. I'm not a total beginner, but I also very freely admit that I'm by no means a professional graphic designer. So I've got a bit of an eye for an image, and could take a reasonable photo and stuff, but I'm not a pro, and they see things a different way through their expertise. So hopefully we'll get those done at some point. Not sure what to do about audiobooks for the Devonshire Mysteries. They don't seem to be going particularly well, so I probably won't rush into doing any more at the moment, but we'll see. They're very time consuming and costly to get together. It gets to the point where you think, well, I could have, I might as well do this myself. I'm not bad at reading things aloud, but not costly, but very, very time consuming then. Anyhow, we'll see. We'll see. It's just a bit of a big commitment. But I don't know if people start to listen to them. They perhaps like to see there's a series there before they commit. I don't know. Quite a few copies of The Study in Stone have been bought or borrowed from libraries, because you can borrow the audiobooks from libraries. You can ask about them. They might have to get them in for you. I'm not sure how that works. Like the books, you can get the books from libraries, but you've got to ask for them. That's one of the reasons this new paperback distribution thing should be good. That should make things a bit easier. If you want to order a paperback from your library, that should be possible as well. And ebooks you can already order. You can ask your library to get them, and once they've got them, they can lend them multiple times, is my understanding. Not having a sniff. I hear a woodpecker over there. I don't know if that sound is coming out to you. Birds are going mad. There's lots of buttercups and things coming into flower in the field. Very nice. Pigeons flying overhead. And what else? That's kind of it really on the book front. How long will it take me to get this next rewrite done? I'm not sure. I tend to be quite strict with myself when I'm doing them. I like, things to sort of conform to a certain standard. I'm kind of my own harshest critic. So it will be like a job of work. It's not a skimming over for, typos and things. It's making sure it makes sense, that characters are consistent, and their motivations are consistent, things like that. I don't like, I probably mentioned this before, but I don't like what I call flip-flopping, which is where characters are sort of keen on doing one thing, and then they're keen on not doing it, and they go and do it anyway. Lottie, come back this way. She's kind of heading for home. I was hoping to walk around the field a little bit more. Come on. She stood down there facing the stile out of the field, saying, no, I think we'll go home. I think this is adequate. Come on. So I've done it now. The other day, I only took her once round, and now she thinks that's it. Why go around twice when once is enough? And perhaps we'll wander down to the allotment. All right, you rascal. Come on then. You've got stiff old bones. Thing is, as she gets going, she gets a bit perkier, and she sort of starts trotting away, not too bad at all. It's when she gets up in the morning. Right, you go that way, Lottie. I'll climb over the stile. Car going down the lane. I'll keep recording for a bit, though. I don't have a huge... There you go. Huge amount to report, I don't think. wander down the lane. Yeah, I sometimes see flip-flopping in TV dramas and films and things. I think particularly TV dramas where something goes on, you know, over more than one season, and you sort of start to get people, so the writers are fishing around for things to happen, and you sort of get this, just, you know, make your mind up and get on with it sort of feeling with it, with some things. Shall we go here? Shall we not? No, let's not. Let's do this instead. Okay, but what if we just go there in the first... Yeah, they end up going there anyway. It's a bit tedious. So, I will try not to do that. And, you know, various little things that I'm quite strict about. In terms of the actual prose itself, I do like it to... The sort of main test is that it flows, and if anything catches your eye too much, then that's probably a sign that something needs fixing. You know, if you have to stop and think, well, who's speaking in this conversation, because there's three people talking and it's not obvious who's who, so, you know, things like that are quite easy to fix. What I sometimes do find myself working away at, perhaps because I'm not terribly good at planning out real life in sort of in sequence and sticking to, you know, schedules and stuff. I'm in a sort of professional context, you know, if I say I'm going to do something at such a time, I'll do it without fail. But, you know, I'm a bit hit and miss with other real life things, and perhaps that's why I need to just check that. I need to be careful with myself that people are doing things at the right time of day, because like a lot of the Devonshire mysteries, this one takes place over several days, and I tell you what day it is, and there's a group of chapters in each day. But you have to be careful about who is where, when, and you know, whether it's lunchtime or morning or whatever. And since people are constantly like having cups of coffee or pints of beer or, you know, sandwich or something, Alan is the kind of guy who doesn't like to go too long with an empty stomach. Dan could probably take it or leave it, but Alan's kind of a, well, you know, we should have had lunch by now kind of guy. What do you think? Maybe we should stop and have a sandwich or something. So you've got to watch all that kind of thing, especially in mysteries. You've got witnesses and so on, and who was where, when, and what could they possibly have seen and heard. So this kind of has three parallel cases going through. So a bit of a minefield, but hopefully that's coming together reasonably well. Oh, it's lovely in this sunshine. I do like the month of May. Possibly my favourite. Not too hot yet, just nice and warm. Everything coming to life. Birds are happy. And the trees are in bloom. The hedgerows are starting to get nice. I must take some nice photos of the hedgerows. They don't cut them at this time of year, the farmers, because they could be nesting birds, so they sort of grow up and can be like bunches of nettles and things, which are not great to walk by, but also got some nice flowers. So we're sort of coming down into the village. We'll sort of head off into the allotment, I think, and go and check the greenhouses. Come on, Watts. So, I'll sign off there, I suppose. So, still people aren't coming forward with any questions, which would be great to have. But people are too polite to want to ask. But, you know, questions are good. So, say a big thank you for listening and all your other support and so on. And as always, special thank you to people who sent me a mug of tea. I've got a couple of messages to reply to because it tells me when somebody's sent me a mug of tea and left a message, but it doesn't tell me what the message is. I then got to log in and click through and see what they all are. So huge thank you to all those people. And I've got to go and sort out the greenhouse door now and get Lottie home for a nice drink. So thanks again, and take care, and bye.